This scripture is from Colossians chapter 4, verses 12 through 17 in the New Testament. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ Jesus, greets you. He is always wrestling in his prayers on your behalf, so that you may stand mature and fully assured in everything that God wills. For I testify for him that he has worked hard for you and for those in Laodicea and Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Give my greetings to the brothers and sisters in Laodicea and to Nymphia and the church in her house. And when this letter has been read among you, have it read also in the church of Laodiceans, and see that you read also the letter from Laodicea, and say to Archippus, see that you complete the task that you have received in the Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So today for our sermon, we will be talking a little bit about what the youth group has been doing throughout the year and basically what we've been cumulatively doing for the church. So we started Thanksgiving weekend at Flanders Nature Center, where we made wreaths and learned about why we use them to decorate at the holidays. And we also learned about their symbolism and why they are made from evergreens. Then we gathered together to watch the movie A Christmas Carol and considered what it means to keep and honor Christmas in our hearts and try and keep it all year long. This became kind of our theme for the year and for the rest of our time together. And we all thought about then what Christmas means to us. And we decorated ornaments to show our thoughts, which are, you can be seen down there. Here is just some of our ornaments that we've made on the flowers. As we are each given a Bible verse to complement our ideas, we learn that we all have our ideas, in new and old, and the Bible still speaks to us and applies to what we do today. If you look closely at the flowers today, you will be able to see many of our ornaments hanging there. They have not been packed away with all of our other Christmas ornaments. We keep them close to us to remind us that Christmas, what Christmas means to us, and to keep it in our hearts all year long. We also created the SBCC Youth Garden at Sedler's Park, which I've been talking about for a couple weeks now. And so now I'm going to pass off the microphone to other members of our youth group to explain what we did throughout the year to keep Christmas with us all year long. And I guess it'll start with me. So when I think about Christmas, I think about caring and what it means to care for people and care for your community. So what I do basically to keep Christmas all year long is I like to show up to church as much as I can to be here for my community and to show up with a smiling face and always be here for everyone that needs anything or a shoulder to lean on or anyone who could be needing a hand. So
So Christmas, what it means to me is family and being together and being with friends and just people who you love and cherish. So lately, in my school, I've been in a really good place as far as community and friends, and I have a wonderful support system. And lately what I've been doing is every time I feel like I'm around people I love, I just close my eyes for a moment and I just take in and be present and think about how grateful I am for everybody around me. And I've been doing that more and more often, which is a wonderful feeling. So I encourage you to do it too. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to close my eyes and thank God for all the wonderful people around me. And thank you.
So what Christmas means to me is being with people you care about and helping others who need help, and even in small ways. Like, so I've kind of spent my time with my friends mostly kind of helping them with their homework because they don't know what to do a lot. And I've been like working on projects in my school and out of school that are for my community and stuff. And that kind of works out well in the end, I guess.
Morning. When I think of Christmas, I think that it should be something that happens all year. If you've ever seen my house, you know what Christmas means to me. At least 1,000 lights. Mom, I know you're laughing over there. She hates paying the electric bill that month. But for Christmas, I think that it needs to go all year. Recently, with the tornado, our whole entire house was, we had a tree that fell within 5 feet of the house. And it, within 5 minutes after, we had neighbors knocking on our doors because my brother and I were home alone the whole time. And we had nobody there. And we were just trying to take it in ourselves and know what happened because we didn't know what happened. We just saw trees down and the neighbors that came to help us. Later on, my mom was able to get home, but she actually fractured her ankle walking home to try to get to us. So it's been a roller coaster, but we had neighbors that have generators that came over and said, come on over, you're having dinner with us tonight. And it wasn't even, just come on over whenever you feel. They took us and said, you're coming over and you're going to have dinner with us. That's because we have it and we can give it to you. So I've been extremely thankful for that this week and anybody who's offered it up. So thank you.
I have this ornament that hangs in my house all year long. It's a Christmas ornament that my mother gave me. And it helps me to remember that God is with me, that Jesus is with us and protects us all year long. I'm glad that you're all here. Excuse me. We have a wonderful group of students. And if you look in your program, you'll see that many of the students have been confirmed already. And they attend church almost on a weekly basis. And if they can't, I know they're here in spirit and they're doing something of kindness for somebody out there in the community. I'm very proud of them. They've done a wonderful job all year. And most of them agreed to continue next year and make our youth at this church proud of our church, our family, and continue to be part of this family. You look around, we have students that have gone to college that are here. This is their church. This is their family. And I'm very glad that they're here. Amy? Anybody else over here like to say anything? Chris? No? Anybody else? Okay. So I'm going to give it over to Amy.
Okay, so we've been talking about honoring Christmas in our hearts all year. It's May. Why are we talking about Christmas? Hopefully we get it now. One of the things that we did to start off that theme was right after the holidays. The youth group chose about 10 recipients of some Valentines. And a lot of people thought that was my doing because I was the usher that day, but it wasn't. Here's the big reveal. It was the youth, and they each chose somebody to receive one of the Valentines. I kept one for safekeeping in my car, and I was going to have it here today, but my car is being serviced, and so is the Valentine. But they were little boxes of conversation hearts that were given out to a number of members of the congregation with a little poem that encouraged the recipients to pay it forward and do an act of kindness to another person inside of our church and also outside of our doors. So I'd just like to take a moment to ask you to raise your hand quickly if you were the recipient of an act of kindness this year. Wow. Now, I'm sure we can at least double that because there's a lot of people here who couldn't make it because of the unfortunate results of the recent storm. And then we can double it again for those acts of kindness that went outside our congregation. So y'all saw all the hands there, and you see all the good that you all started with just a small act of kindness. So congratulations, because that little thing was a big thing. Thank you. And finally, while I still have the microphone, I would like to just present Krista with a small token of our appreciation for everything that she has done. Yeah, would you? in guiding our faith formation board, we've been going through a lot of changes, a lot of rethinking and retooling our format. Whenever a door is closed, a window's open, and Krista has done such a good work and kept her heart open in helping us to find those open windows. So thank you, Krista.
Excitement in doing things, attending activities, going and making